So what we did for this study, and this is the third version of this study that we're doing based on new data that comes in every year, we look at data from the Federal Procurement Data System. And we went back, as I said, to 1995 and all the way through 2007, which is the last year for which complete data is available. And we looked at the trends just for professional services, what we categorized as professional services, in order to see where the trend is going.
So you looked at the trends, you looked at the data. Talk a little bit about what you found.
What we're finding is that over the past 13 years, there has been a huge increase in the number of dollars that the federal government is spending on professional services. In 1995, the first year that we looked at for our analysis, federal government bought in the neighborhood of $103 billion worth of professional services. In 2007, we're at $233 billion. That's an annual growth rate of about 7% a year over 13 years, which is amazing. In the last 5 years, the trend of growth has been even stronger, and we've seen a 9% annual growth rate for professional services procured by the federal government. So these are big numbers, and they're growing.
Now, when we say professional services, let's define what that means.
We have five categories in our analysis. The first one is information and communications technology-related services, or IT or ICT services. The second category is of administrative and management support services, so everything from secretarial assistance through program management services. Third category is research and development services, so anything done in support of research and development efforts conducted by the federal government. The fourth category and the fifth category are both equipment-related services and facilities-related services, so any professional services in support of the maintenance and the day-to-day operations of equipment and of facilities owned by the federal government. And, of course, the trends vary for each, but overall, in all the five, we've seen that very significant growth over the last 13 years and an even greater growth over the last 5 years.
Obviously, of those five, probably the two that I would guess is the biggest growth was information and communication technology related, as well as administrative management and support services. Is that what, that's my guess. Am I correct?
You're absolutely right. Yes, spot on. Again, looking at the 13-year trends for the professional administrative and management services and for the information and communications technology services, for both these categories, we've seen about an 11% annual growth rate. What's interesting, when you compare these two categories over the last 4 or 5 years, these numbers change, and the professional administrative and management services continue to grow at an even stronger rate of almost 14%, but the ICT services actually dropped to about a 4% annual growth in the last 5 years. So there's been a slowdown in information and communications technology-related services, but there's been a continued growth in the administrative and management support services.
And what does that say about competition? Does that mean that really, really big jobs, they'll get plenty of competition, but the 50 million to 100 million type jobs, the stuff that's really good for mid-tier companies, is that where you're seeing maybe less competition, or can you not make that connection?
So what we're seeing is that the larger contracts are actually more likely to be competed, although, interestingly enough, the full competition drops off the larger the contracts become. So for contracts that are greater than, say, $500 million, which for us is sort of the top of the size categories, full competition accounts for less than 20% of the contracts awarded. Whereas if you go down to the $100 and even $25 million contracts, there is about 30 to 40% competition for those. And I think that makes some sort of sense for the larger contracts. There's only so many companies that can even bid or seriously be considered to be able to undertake these types of contracts. And so the competition is limited by the size of the contract.
Do you guys make recommendations in your report?
We have a list of issues that we raise and which we think deserve additional attention by both Congress and by the executive branch on this issue of how the federal government procures its professional services. The first one, as we've discussed earlier, are sort of competition and innovation issues that the squeezing out of the mid-tier raise. Should there maybe be some more regulation by the government of mergers and acquisitions activity among the industry participants? One example of another worrying trend in this regard is that several what we call, or what the government calls, scientific engineering and technical assistance, CETA contractors, have recently ended up as part of larger firms. They've been acquired. And this is of concern because there's the potential for organizational conflict of interest, as these CETA contractors, who are contracted by the government to oversee the execution of service contracts, are now part of the company that's actually doing the execution of the programs. Another area where we feel more emphasis should be placed on is, does the growth and diversity of the professional services marketplace indicate really a need for a fundamentally different set of acquisition regulations for professional services? So we think there should be really a long and hard look at the current acquisition regulations to think about whether they are indeed optimized, shall we say, for service acquisitions, and if they are not, maybe we need a different set of acquisition regulations for services.
What are you guys going to do to get it in front of decision makers?
So we've had a lot of interest from various parts of the government, including places like the Small Business Administration, which is obviously very interested in the effects or the trends for small businesses, from the Department of Defense. Other places, I think, where we would like to have more visibility for this are certainly Congress, and then the General Services Administration, and GAO probably as well.